When Nicholas Wagner was completing his high school career at Iowa City's West High School, he was targeted as a future student by colleges and universities across the nation.
I don't want to sound pretentious in any way, but I did get letters and emails from colleges all over the country.
Mail stuffing the mailbox from colleges all over the country, that is, except can't recall anything inviting him to consider the University of Iowa.
Like universities from Florida and also from like California and anywhere in between. And yeah, it was a little surprising that I live in their hometown. I mean, I got so much, I might have gotten a letter from them, but they didn't actively recruit me.
Chicago's Northwestern University did recruit him, and he's completed his first year as a vocal performance student. Another disappointment is voiced by Muscatine mother, Shannon Triber. With her son, Christopher Triber, graduating high school with straight A's, class valedictorian, state-level athlete, she expected colleges to be offering financial aid.
He wants to go to state. That's going to cost us some money, but we'll see what kind of scholarships they offer. We'll apply at state schools, see what kind of scholarships they offer. It was a little upsetting to me that there was either nothing forthcoming or $1,000 a year coming from the state schools.
Christopher Triber, now a University of Iowa honors student, pays in-state tuition, but he's among a shrinking number of UI students with Iowa home addresses, 48% of last year's UI freshman class. University of Iowa President Sally Mason says she's concerned about the perception that casts with Iowa taxpayers and state legislators. But Admissions Director Michael Barron says the UI isn't recruiting out-of-state students at the expense of Iowa high school grads.
Nothing could be farther from the truth. Our first responsibility is to reach out to the citizens of Iowa and the students of Iowa.
Barron says that while the University of Iowa targets 9 other states for recruiting students, the admission bar for them is higher.
Iowa residents are admitted on a Regents Admissions Index standard of 245. We start our consideration for out-of-state students at 255, a higher standard. So there's a higher standard for admission for non-resident students than there is for Iowa residents. And I think that's as it should be.
That isn't all that's higher for out-of-state students. Iowa State University's Interim Admissions Director, Darren Wolgemuth, reads the sticker price.
Our undergraduate tuition at Iowa State University was $6,648 for an Iowa student. For an out-of-state student, it was $19,200.
During a radio interview, Iowa State's president, Stephen Leith, compared those tuition statistics to the costs of serving Iowa students, with this conclusion.
We subsidize in-state students. Every student that we get and charge tuition for from Iowa, we lose money on. But we don't feel that's the right thing to do with students from out of the state or out of the country. They need to pay the full cost of their education.
During the past decade, as state appropriations to Iowa's 3 state universities sharply declined, it was the growing percentage of out-of-state students paying higher tuition fueling university budgets. ISU's Wolgemuth says Iowa's demographics are also a factor.
The population of Iowa students coming to Iowa State with the decreasing demographics has really made it difficult, a challenge, to grow the enrollment like we have. The pool of Iowa high school graduates shrank over the last 5 years, so we haven't had as much upward potential there.
So the proposed redistribution rationale is that UNI, with 90% of its students paying lower in-state tuition, and Iowa State, with nearly 60% in-state, should be receiving more state support than the University of Iowa, where less than half of last year's freshman class calls Iowa home. In Iowa City, Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.